Well, I said that you wanted to ride the brand new $30 million fire in the hole. Right?
I like roller coasters as long as
I love that you do. Right. Yeah. Oh, fire in the hole is smooth.
When Time Traveler
opened. On it yet?
Oh, yes, sir.
When Time Traveler.
By myself.
What?
Wow.
You're a wild woman, Kathy.
They make me. So she
I get
it.
Yeah. Wow. Look at you go.
Brandy.
Good morning, yes, sir.
Good morning to you.
If I didn't go.
You were here most last time probably from Cox.
For Cox Health, yes, sir. And I've jumped over to the city. Now I'm a proud citizen of Silver Dollar City. And
very good. And the marketing department?
Yep, public relations, yes, sir.
Super. You like it?
I love it. I mean, when I was a little kid in Kansas, you know, Silver Dollar City and Branson were the only vacation we ever went on as a kid. And so to get to be the storyteller at a place that means so much to me my whole life and, you know, Terry Wayne Sanders and June Ward and the characters that I loved when I was little are still there making magic for our guests. So
we do the CDs for the Homestead Pickers and for the Horse Creek Band and for other folks out there. So
just a wealth of talent out there.
I went to Silver Dollar City was in 1972 on a vacation.
That was right when the old fire in the hole opened.
Yeah, it was just a year or two.
It was just a little baby ride. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I even went on it in those days.
I've never been on the fire in the hole.
You didn't go on the
old one? You didn't go on the old one? Okay.
No. Too late.
It just sounded like.
Sorry.
She wants to do the loop de loops and spins. That was a kiddie ride for Kathy.
Yeah, there you go.
And I like
Wildfire.
Wildfire.
Kathy.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, and so Maddie is on our PR team, and she's just a mover and a shaker and just has loved the city, you know, her whole life and entertaining out there. And
hey, Maddie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have one of the saloon girls.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, I
That's
am.
That's what you did.
Previous saloon girl for
how long?
10 seasons.
Really?
Yes, wow. So high kick in and lots of root beer floats.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They are good. You just have to have one when you come in the saloon.
Maddie, are you from here?
I am. I'm born and raised, and I grew up coming to the city as well.
Right.
So a similar story to Brandy, you know, we'd always have to get our parasols at the end of the day.
Oh, with your name on it? How they write the little lady paints your name?
Yes, my dad would take me to the candle shop, you know, we dip candles and those characters that you know and love, like Brandy said, you know, it's amazing to come back and they're still there. And
Terry Sanders been out there forever, right?
This is his 45th season.
You don't know what character he will be. He'll walk up to you.
Five characters a day. He just celebrated his 65th birthday yesterday. I was like, Terry Wayne, that is not true.
Right.
I've never known anybody with more energy.
Oh,
and the way that he remembers guests and where they're from, like, can you imagine? I remember being little and he'd be like, my maiden name was Harris. Oh, here comes the Harris family from Kansas. I'm like, how does he remember, millions of visitors through the years? He just has that photographic
memory.
Did
not know he did that.
And he connects with folks
like
that.
He's like a sponge.
He's very special. He is.
Soaks all that info.
We started coming to Branson for Silver Dollar City.
Yeah,
back in the 90s. And one day we were down here and I said, have you ever thought about moving to Branson? And my husband at that time said, no. I said, what do you think? He said, let's call a real estate agent. And it was, you know, it's our move to Silver Dollar City, basically. And he went to work for him for 5 years.
I love it. I love stories like that. Like, let's go.
In 2004, they moved down here from Omaha. And
then he got Parkinson's and had to quit finally.
But he was at the city for how long?
5 years. He got his little silver dollars.
His silver dollars.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He cleaned overnight, and you said it was the happiest time.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I'm glad you said that because we have a pair of fellas out there, Irwin and Dwayne, 89 and 90 years old, and they are the ones who they'll say trash and toilets. That's our job.
Yeah,
and they are the most happy citizens because they said it's like a ministry to them. They love to stop and visit with guests, show them on the map, you know, and give them advice about their favorite show. And so it takes all of those people because if the streets aren't clean, then folks look around and the city is not as beautiful. So it takes all of them, and they all feel valued and know how important
they
are.
They really do,
and they do a great job.
And that is a shout out to your people.
Absolutely.
There. He Joe cleaned Red Gold and Echo Hollow bathrooms.
Yep.
And he was so particular about it, he didn't want anybody else doing it.
Absolutely. And that starts with the Hershen family. You know, when the family's on Park and Jack, you know, he's in his 90s and he's walking across the park and he sees a piece of trash, you better believe he's going to stop and pick it up.
Sure.
And so he leads by example, and that's just the trickle-down effect. You know, this is our 64th season, and that's been ingrained in us to take care of the park because Silver Dollar City belongs to all of us.
Now, we're here to talk about some big special ticket thing, and we'll do that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, which one of you ladies want to tell me about the brand new fire in the hole?
Take it, girl.
Yeah, so we're so excited for this year. The biggest largest indoor roller coaster in the heartland.
$30 million, right?
Yes, the largest investment for Silver Dollar City. You know, like we were talking a little earlier, it's smooth. You know, it's not really jolty like the old one.
Some
folks would say, you know, I'd get off the old one and maybe feel like I need to go to the chiropractor. But no, the new one is that ride that we all know and love, but some added elements and ways to kind of take it to the next level.
What's one of the things that you, now comparing the two, say that's brand new that you didn't expect?
Well, the thing that I really like is the steam train. It actually models our Frisco steam train on park.
So when the train hits you in the old one, it looks like it was just a light in a coffee can.
Right,
and so this is like a 3D printout of our Frisco steam train. Cool. Looks like it's coming towards you.
Yes. Wow. And another part is when the bridge, it actually looks like it's falling.
Really?
As you're going through it. It has an effect that you're actually falling and this bridge is collapsing. So that's
so it's
really
like living
cool.
In Baltimore.
Yeah. And so, and you know, folks don't realize that the story of Fire in the Hole is based on factual events. You know, the night that the Bald Knobbers burned the city to the ground and the citizens jumped in to save the city. And so this new version of the ride does a better job, I think. Would you agree, Maddie?
Yes.
Really hashing out that story. There's onboard audio this time that follows you.
Oh, really?
So in the old ride, if you're like, what is that Bald Knobber saying? Or what did that guy say back there? The sound follows you in your track. So you're really immersed in that story.
Oh, I can't wait to go.
Is it longer than the old one?
It's going to have the same, it's about 2.5 minutes. It's the same feel as the old ride, the same three drops.
Mm-hmm.
It follows sort of the same path because we didn't, and a lot of folks said, it feels like the old one, and thank you for that, right? We wanted it to, some guy got off the ride, and I loved what he said. He said, man, that just hit me in the childhood, and I love that because it has that same feeling and the same characters and the same scenes. You know, Red Flanders is still looking for his pants,
right?
You know, and Sadie's still hollering at him to get back here and put them on, and but with the detail of the people,
like the Bald Knobbers, they even have more defined characters. Like we have Wiley, Bugs, and Patches.
Yeah, they have names this time.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. They have names.
Yeah, and you kind of get to know them throughout the ride and see their what mischievous business they've been up to, and you get to kind of be a part of helping save the town. So
do we have any loops where it goes over?
No. So we wanted this to be wanted this to be a ride that the whole family can enjoy.
Think you could go?
The height requirement's 36 inches, so my little bitty guys can get on there. There's no the drops are really calm, tame drops, and so I'm not a loop-de-loop lover either. And Fire in the Hole is my pace. And the beautiful thing about Fire in the Hole is you can ride that ride 100 times, and you see something different every time. Like maybe you're going past the cafe on the fire, and you look over at the menu and see that they're serving burnt toast and scorched eggs. And there's just it was so funny. We were laughing because the visuals team, when they were putting the ride together, they were putting the ride together, and the Bald Knobbers, Patches, was wearing a pair of pants, and Erica said, you know, his pants, he'd been through a rough night, Keith, and his pants were just too clean. So she literally put on Patch's pants.
Yes.
She put them on, and it was raining that day, and she went around the park, and she jumped in puddles and dragged herself across the concrete.
Did she really?
She did, because she wanted it to be authentic as possible as a rough night that these guys had burning down the city.
Wow, that's cool.
The detail's amazing.
That's awesome. Wow, that's super. Well, it's now going, and you can go and see it. Now, location-wise, how do you get to it?
Yeah, and so it's an entirely new ride in an entirely different part. So it is in the formerly Fireman's Landing. You know, they had the big firehouse facade, and there were kids' rides. We're like, what a perfect fit for the new Fire in the Hole. So we've rezoned that and named it the Fire District. And so when you walk into the Fire District, Fire in the Hole is the backside of that fire
station. There's still kids' things over in that fire
Absolutely.
District?
Everything is still there that you enjoyed before. But Fire in the Hole, what a perfect fit. For the
Absolutely.
Fire district.
Well, 64 years of 64 fun
years.
Making memories. Wow. Tell me about this new ticket giveaway.
So when we open Fire in the Hole, we always like to have some sort of goodwill campaign tied to it. And so we wanted to say, how can we honor the heroes of that night long ago today? How can we honor them today? And so we Maddie and I thought about it, and we're like, well, what if we honor those heroes by honoring heroes of today? You know, and there are so many folks in our community and in the communities where your listeners live that are doing good volunteer work. And they do that because it makes them feel good. It's not like, look at me doing this goodwill. And so we want to brag on them and love on them. And so what we're asking folks to do for our 64th season, we're going to give away $64,000 in free tickets. And all you you have to do is, who in your community is just really deserves to be blessed with four tickets to Silver Dollar City? And you simply go to silverdollarcity.com/nominate, and Maddie will take a look at those nominations. You've already got some good ones.
Yes, a lot of good ones, and it's
when
so
did
nice.
This start?
April 1st. We kicked off April 1st, and so it's going to run all season long, and so the week following each month contest period. So the April winners will be announced the first week of May, and we will reach out to them and say, someone recognize the spark in you and the goodwill that you're doing, and we just want to love on you and give you and your family and a great day at the city.
Now, how many tickets a month do you anticipate?
So we're trying to focus on about 10 winners a month, and so they get four. But if we go over that 64,000 mark, Brad Thomas always says, you know, do what's right.
Brad's all right. He's
all right.
Guy.
And we want to do it right. And so if all of the, I mean, right now we're up to 400 nominations, just folks across, literally from across the country, we've received nominations from Dallas.
Pick out which ones?
It is hard because there are tons of good stories of folks flooding their community with love. And like we've talked before, the gift of time is never wasted. And to just to hear what these people are doing behind, you know, they don't want to be in public. Most of the time it's other folks nominating them and just doing good works, you know, out of the goodness of their heart.
Now, you mentioned that you've already got a lot from all over. So this is not limited to Stone, Taney County.
It's everywhere. Wherever
or Missouri, for that matter, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Maddie, do you know off the top of your head, and I know you didn't know this would be a question today, or you'd have looked it up, where is the furthest that somebody has nominated somebody?
So far, I have had some nominations from West Virginia.
Which, this is funny, because last season, West Virginia was the only state in the country we didn't have a visitor from.
Really?
So we're like, let's go, West Virginia.
We'll
like, let's bless this folks, and let's check that off our box.
That's awesome. I forgot about that. That's great. And then Tennessee. I've had a few nominations from Tennessee.
Well, I would expect that. That's close enough.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure as I keep reading, there'll be more and more. And we love to hear that, no matter where you're from.
But do you know what the cool thing is, Keith, is that when we launch this campaign, it's like we want to also walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Sure.
So we're encouraging our citizens to give back as well. And so Maddie and I sort of kick-started this campaign with an outing to the Rose House here in town, which is an assisted living facility.
Exactly.
And Maddie put on her saloon girl dress, and it was Valentine's Day. And we went and just met with the residents there and gave them a Valentine carnation. And you can just kind of talk a little bit about what that did to our spirits that day.
Oh, it was so joyful. Wasn't it awesome? I mean, it was emotional, you know, at the same time to get to visit some people that maybe don't get as many visitors, or maybe it was their first Valentine's without a loved one. So it was really special to get to go through the Rose House. And what a nice facility there.
It is.
I mean, it was so
it's
nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Charlie does a devotion there for them on Sunday mornings every week or every other week, and talks often about the folks there. They're just great.
I don't think we realized how we thought it was going to be pure joy. We didn't, I don't think, understood like the emotional side that was going, we were going to encounter there. And that is, you know, a lot of these folks don't have family left and they don't have a lot of visitors. And so for them to get just a, it was just a cheap little, it was beautiful, but a carnation. It was nothing fancy. And there was ladies who cried and said they hadn't had a Valentine since they lost their Valentine, you know, years ago. And
sure.
Maddie and I weren't ready for that part of it. But we left there feeling, wow, what a beautiful way to kickstart that campaign of giving back is to get out there and do it ourselves.
Absolutely. Maddie, you still have the dress?
I do. I have it actually in my car.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to have it ready to go at any time of the day.
If we had TV, we could just go ahead and have you.
Right.
That's right. I'm telling you.
There you go. You could make the highlight reel if we had Facebook Live and the saloon girl on Good Morning Ozarks. How about that?
We took a road trip to Columbia because we're trying to kind of dip into that area and
sure.
teach folks about the city. And Maddie put on the saloon dress and we were tearing through town and she was pumping gas.
Oh,
and we were like, what is happening in this life where this saloon girl's pumping gas? But, you know, we take, I think, a lot of folks, just Silver Dollar City belongs to all of them. But when you get outside of, you know, 3 or 4 hours from here and to hear that someone doesn't know about it, you just like, oh, what? And so that's been really fun for us. It's just reminding people that this quirky and fun pioneer town is just right in the heart of the Ozarks. And we hear all the time from folks who visited some of the, I can't say their name on the air, but the bigger parks in the country, yeah. You know, the more well-known. We've had a lot of travel bloggers who've come to Silver Dollar City and said, wow, you've got the crafts element that is different, but it's the people. Like,
it is
you can't compete with Silver Dollar City's people who will make you that day feel like the most special person in the place.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. We're going to get back to the ticket giveaway and fire in the hole and the city in general, all those things. But first of all, I want to do what we usually do with guests when we first have them on there. We might have done this with you before, Brandy. Tell me about your family. Where you're born, grew up, your family. Husband is in the
Yes,
B&I
you know my husband, Trevor. Yes.
With Kathy.
Yes, my husband, Trevor's a wonderful man, and he's listening right now. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, Trevor.
And he works for Patriot Heat and Air, which is an amazing small business in Hollister.
And we've had the opportunity to print some things for them over copyright.
They are incredible. Yep.
They
are. So, college sweethearts, married almost 20 years, and we've
got college?
It was Southwest Missouri State University
really?
At the time. I'm showing my age now.
Yes,
yeah. But we have three wonderful sons. Max, who is a senior. Wow. We have a 14-year-old, eighth grader. And then I have a little PR assistant with me back there in the chair. Folks can't see him, but he's in first grade.
Ah, very good.
School's not open yet.
His
name is Rookie. Yes.
And his name?
Rookie, because he's the new guy on our team. So we named him Rookie.
Love it.
He's like such a rookie. Yeah.
That's cool. Very
but
good.
Just
what other families, brothers, sisters?
I have a sister and a mom who live in the area, Ann and Aaron. And so our family is very, very small. But I remember moving here as a 10-year-old kid and saying, I get to wake up in Branson. I can go to Silver Dollar City whenever. Valley Falls, Kansas, right outside of Lawrence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
and so cool. My parents moved us to Branson without a real plan, which me as a parent now, I'm like, well, that's kind of reckless. But let's go.
We've heard that a lot.
Yeah. Mm. It's just something fun. I mean, so grateful to be in this community. So grateful.
Now, because you're such a shy person and don't talk much, PR, was that something you always wanted to do?
Well, I actually studied journalism in college, and so a majority of my career, big chunk of it, was at Colorton in Springfield. I was the news producer who wrote the evening news, and then jumped over to the PR side when I started having kids because, you know, you get home after the evening news and your own kids are asleep.
Oh,
so jumped over to PR and had a great run with the Boys and Girls Club of the Ozarks, and then Cox Health for almost 8 years, and then the pandemic, I think I could say for all of us, just wore my spirits out.
Yeah.
You know, really just gutted my morale. And so when the opportunity at the city arrived, I was like, I don't really want to be the new kid at 44, but I'm going to be the new kid.
But
if that means I get to be at Silver Dollar City every day. So I got connected with Maddie, and she has just been such a delight to be this partner in crime with me.
That's
so
wonderful.
Fun.
Maddie, it's your turn. Born, grew up, and all that. Family.
Yes.
You know.
So I'm born and raised in this area. I graduated from Ozark High School.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're a Tiger.
I'm a Tiger.
Now, you know the rivalry between Branson and Ozark.
I do. It was kind of more Nixa when I was growing up.
Really?
You know, we had a lot against the Eagles, but now it's kind of all those surrounding schools.
A tiger eats an eagle, though.
That's right.
That's true. But a pirate might take out a tiger. Huh? But yes, I married my high school sweetheart.
Oh, wonderful.
So we've been together a long time.
What's his name and what's he do?
His name's Doug, and he is a Finnish carpenter.
Very good.
So he owns a company called DRW Builders.
Very good.
So yeah, he works a lot in the area. Really talented at what he does.
Kiddos?
I don't have any kids.
Okay.
Nope. We've been married a year.
All right. Super. Newlywed.
Yep. Newlywed.
Right. Good for you.
Yes. My family, we have a big family, and we are all in this area once a month.
Brothers and sisters?
Yes. Two brothers. I actually have one brother out in California. He's a musician. He's
a
drummer.
What part of California?
Uh-oh.
He lives in Orange County.
I know exactly. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
And I was a drummer as well.
Mark, I didn't know you were a drummer.
He started
I don't know what the deal with
stuff.
Drummers are. Yeah, all the time.
Are you constantly at home drumming on
stuff?
Oh,
he drums on me. I am his new drum.
That's great. Yeah, you guys are always finding the rhythm, you know,
it's
making the beat.
It's something that's in you. I mean, you can't help but something move, you know, when the music's going on.
That's right. Yeah, I'm proud of him. You know, he's really stuck it out and finally getting some really good gigs.
Very good.
Out there.
Cool. And mom and dad, what'd they do here?
My mom was worked at the post office for 27 years.
Here in town?
In Ozark.
Ozark. Okay.
And she was also a musician. She played the piano at night at Riverside Inn and the Tower Club at Hammond's Hall.
The Riverside Inn. Now, there's a place that if you haven't been around here for a while, that was an awesome
yes.
restaurant to go to, right on the banks of the Finley River.
Right. It was historic. And, you know, it would flood all the time. Mm-hmm. So eventually, I think the owners just couldn't take that anymore. Right. But yeah, every night my mom would get off and go play the piano down there. And we all worked there, all the kids. I would shine glasses and serve desserts at 12 years old. I'd be back there helping out. But yes, and my dad worked at Sweetheart Cup, which turned into Solo Cup.
Yeah.
And so now that's
Glenstone across from Evangel.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now he works at Missouri State. So
very good. Cool. Yep. All right. Well, yeah. A little history there. You and I talked about the Riverside Inn that sat on the, you had never been there, right? I think it was, might have still been open when you first came here. But when did it close? It's been a long time.
Oh, gosh,
right?
It's been a while now. I would say it's been over 10 years.
And it had a history that was just amazing if you talk to, you know, the people that had it and knew about it. And I lost my sight 42 years ago, but I remember when I first came to Springfield in 74, and you'd go to Riverside, and somebody painted on the walls.
Oh, that's
things.
Cool.
Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. It was very unique.
It was cool.
And Howard Garrison was the, you know, the guy that they always talked about around there. He was, I think he was a local artist, and they had a speakeasy underneath at Riverside Inn. Yeah. You know, so it was really unique.
It went way
like
back.
Fun. Yeah,
it had a history way back in the day.
I love that. I never got to go.
You were here
you didn't
a
get
lot.
To go?
I never, uh-uh.
Did you ever hear of a place called Nettie's?
I didn't. Where was that at?
I don't know. Maybe that's not the right name. But we came here once, I don't know, probably in, I wouldn't even want to guess, probably in the early 60s. And there was a restaurant. It was a family-oriented restaurant. And it was fabulous. And I had the cookbook for a while, but I can't find it anymore. And I don't remember the name, but it was so much fun.
Well, let's just call it Nettie's. That's a great name.
Yeah, that is a great
Where
name.
Where was it? Branson?
It was here in Branson.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Well, restaurants come and go, but Silver Dollar City
is 64 years.
And,
you know, we're waiting anxiously for the results. But we're up for USA Today's number one theme park. Voting closed yesterday, and we were sitting in the number one spot for a long time, but then they take away the rankings the last 10 days of voting, so you can't see. But we had some of the bigger parks across the country nipping at our heels. So if we get that thing, I mean, let's show the country that our Ozarks hospitality, like I said, when Silver Dollar City does good, you know, it helps the whole community do well. So,
well, whoever wants to take it, tell me the whole ticket thing. Nobody has heard because they just joined us and they want to know what it's
Absolutely.
About.
So for our 64th season at Silver Dollar City, we are going to give away $64,000 in tickets to hometown heroes, just out hustling in their communities to make it a better place. Folks who are changing the game with rolling up their sleeves doing volunteer work. So if you know someone in your hometown, no matter where you are, tell us about them.
Now, we're all over the world.
We're all over the world.
If you may get somebody from Israel once.
Let's go. The tickets are good for our entire 2024 season. And so go to silverdollarcity.com/nominate. There's a short form to fill out. Just tell us why your volunteer deserves to be loved on, and we will look at their nomination and bless folks with 4 free tickets. Just a way to spread goodwill.
Now, does that go? Can they nominate up to a certain point? I mean,
you can nominate every monthly period, and so the contest runs 1 month at a time, so April's winners will be announced and notified the first week of May.
Okay.
And so we'll do that the whole season, and so because we had such a strong result when we first launched the campaign, we have about 400 nominations so far. We're going to sit on some of those and kind of spread them out throughout the year in case nominations slow down and rolling in, but we hope they don't. We want to just be, we just want to like flood the world with good news, and don't we all need that? Right now, like,
so
let's celebrate.
If your nominee was not
they might win the next month.
They could actually go ahead and renominate.
They don't even, if you've nominated them, we have that like in our hot little hands. You don't have to renominate your person. That we'll just sit on that binder of these great nominations and sort of sprinkle them throughout the year.
Okay.
So,
well, that's good. And from
that's
anywhere.
Exciting.
Doesn't
from
matter.
Any, it doesn't matter. If you think your person has the means to travel to Branson, Missouri to enjoy a day with their family, like, give them some love. And your tickets are also good at Whitewater. And so if you're a local person, you're like, well, I really want to nominate, you know, Jane Doe, but she's got season passes. Well, maybe Jane doesn't have season passes to Whitewater. So maybe she would love to take the grandkids or the kids out
for a
splash around.
Branson Bell
Right now, it's not for Showboat, but they have a great show going on this year. New acts and stuff like that. So We definitely want to come out.
So when does Whitewater open? Who knows that?
When is the opening date?
I think it's June 8th.
Yeah, June 8th.
It's earlier than that. That's when our summer celebration kicks off.
Oh, it's right Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend.
And so super fun stuff planned for our friends at Whitewater. So if you've gone, they have the screen over the wave pool. That thing is like quadrupled in size, and we're going to have dive-in movies on the Nightwater nights. And so what a fun thing to do with your family. Go out there and lay on a raft and watch a video.
And you mentioned the Branson Bell.
Branson Bell has got a new show this year. New acts. Christopher James, our MC and magician, has some mentalist work, which is kind of fun, reading folks' mind. And the menu's changed a little bit, a better, heartier salad. And you were just on the show, but last weekend, what else is new? A Queen segment, right?
Yeah, they've added Queen, which everybody knows and loves. And then they have a AFM section where they do, I think, 26 different songs in 8 minutes with costume changes. So that kind of keeps everybody on the edge of their seat. Sure. And it's just a great experience because you get to go on the boat, you have a pre-show, and then you have plenty of time to walk around, go up on the top deck, check out the views. There's some pre-show music happening, and then you have a full hour show. So it's a long experience.
What's the dessert?
Was going to ask that too.
So they have ooey gooey butter cake.
Oh, the baked Alaska. That was the dessert.
I don't remember that.
That's one of my main memories.
What is that? What is baked Alaska?
Well, it's good.
Okay. Sounds good. I've never had it.
But this is the gooey butter cake.
It was like an ice cream cake.
And it has meringue around the outside.
It was like, oh, baby, that's good.
Okay. And it was gooey.
That sounds delicious.
And so what else? We got to make sure we get everything in.
Well, Street Fest, the final year of Street Fest is going up, wraps up this month on the 29th. And you guys, Christy Sellers from America's Got Talent, she was the runner-up. She is a must-see if you come out to Street Fest. Final run of Street Fest. We're going to replace that with something else next year. Because, you know, everything has its season. We got to keep folks on their toes with new stuff. But Christy Sellers is an aerial artist, and the strength in her body is insane. Like, she can hold the pole with one arm and then move her feet to look like she's climbing up a mountain. She's got this big video screen behind her, which makes her look like she's immersed in this digital story. It's insane. It's at the Opera House.
At the Opera House.
Okay. And she is from Australia. She's the winner of Australia's Got Talent and then runner-up on America's Got Talent. And she is so kind and humble and grateful to be in the Ozarks. And she has just been blown away by the reception she's had here and just the Ozarks hospitality. And so hopefully we can get her back again because she is a must-see when you come out to Street Fest.
Stampede's still in the family, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I got a roll in Stampede. And I've heard they've changed their menu up a little bit, too.
My goodness. A lot going on.
Yeah.
Yes. Give me the website where we go to nominate. Go to find out schedules.
Yep. So silverdollarcity.com. To find out all of our operating schedules and all of the good things, but silverdollarcity.com/nominate. Tell us who you love and what the work they're doing in their community so we can love on them.
$64,000.
Tickets. Let's go.
All right. Hey, thank you, ladies. We appreciate it. All right. Thank you very much. Awesome. Come back and tell us any other changes and things new. Keep us updated at Silver Dollar City. All right. A saloon girl on Good Morning Ozarks. Now that's got to be a first. Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you.